This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening next Tuesday at Umpqua Community College. It is called Managing Oregon's Forests for Health, Fire Resistance, and Resilience, a program with Dr. James Johnston and Mark Buckby here to talk about it. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So thanks for coming in. What's your role out at UCC?
Well, actually, I don't have a formal role at UCC, but our organization, which is called the Healthy Forest Advisory Committee, has an association with the college. We are kind of the successor to another organization that was called Communities for Healthy Forests. And we've since converted from a 501c3 to a fully volunteer organization, doing much of the same things that we did before, which is education advocacy around management of federal forests for forest health and fire resistance and resilience. So,
and you had a background in this professionally, right?
Yes, I'm a professional forester with degrees from State University in New York at Syracuse and from Utah State University.
So how many years were you a forester?
Oh, 37 years or so. But since retirement, I continue to be a forester. Matter of fact, most of us foresters are always foresters.
It seems like once you get that bug and can find a career that involves being out in the forest as part of what you do, people don't want to give that up.
Oh, that's definitely the case. And we have lots of people from the profession, whether it's industry, Forest Service, BLM, who are members of our various forestry organizations around here, like the Society of American Foresters, Oregon Women in Timber, and our organization, the Healthy Forest Advisory Committee.
So talk about the event next Tuesday night.
So next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Danny Lang Conference Center, we have Dr. James Johnston. Now, Dr. Johnston is a research professor with the University of Oregon's Institute for Resilient Organizations, Communities, and Environments. Now, probably there's some people out there and say University of Oregon and forestry, and they scratch their head. Well, actually, he was a longtime professor at, at Oregon State, and this position opened up, and he moved down to U of O. His research revolves around forest ecology, restoration, forestry, environmental policy, and collaborative management. I think that collaborative management component is probably what takes up a lot of his time.
So what's he going to talk about next week?
So we've asked him to cover what is forest health. What is the meaning of forest health? There's a lot of disagreement, but he's going to give us his perspective on that. And he's also going to talk about fire resistance, fire resilience in forests, and how we can manage our forests to make them more resistant to fire and how to make them more resilient when we do have fire.
And, of course, we've seen an increasing problem with fires in the last few years. And some of them, outside of the fires of 2020, still a lot of them have really ramped up size-wise.
Yeah, and statistics seem to indicate that wildfire is increasing over the western United States as a whole. Our concern, and I'm sure many of your listeners' concern, is that this is going to continue and we will lose more and more of our forests over time.
And so who's invited to this event?
This is a public event. Anyone who's interested in the topic can come to this. I'm thinking and hoping that it will be gauged to educate and entertain the general public as well as professional foresters.
What got you into forestry?
Well, when I was a young kid, actually a teenager growing up in northern New York, I worked at a Boy Scout camp in central Vermont. And I taught nature, conservation, forestry, and decided I wanted a career in that. And I spent my summers in the woods, what it amounts to.
So in contrast to what some people out here might think, there are trees back there.
Oh, no, northern New York is mostly trees. and in between pastures and apple orchards.
So you're quite a ways from, for instance, New York City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably 150 miles or more north. Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, a lot going on with the topic. Do you still get outdoors a lot?
Well, not as much as I used to, no doubt about that. I try to get out every few weeks to a month, but not as much as I used to. And these activities, though, through my various organizations do afford me the opportunity to finally get out in the woods.
Well, and you've had Dr. Johnston down here a number of times, right?
No, this is actually our first time. Last year, we had Dr. John Bailey down, okay. And that's probably what you're remembering. And he is also a fire management kind of person. Dr. Johnston, once again, is more into the fire ecology, restoration force, these sorts of things. And I expect him to talk about, okay, how do we manage our stands out there that are dense, overgrown, haven't had fires on them for a long time? How do we manage those that such that when we do have a fire out there, it's more resistant to the fire? In other words, the fire can be controlled before it burns up the forest. And also, if a fire does run through that forest, that the trees, the larger trees in particular, can withstand the fire and survive.
All right, again, it's going to be next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at Danny Lang Conference Center, UCC. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, just keep in mind that the parking situation at the Danny Lang Conference Center is pretty limited. The buildings up there are kind of up on the hill, and there's very limited parking at the very top. So you'll probably have to park down below in that main parking lot and take the trek up the hill.
All right, very good. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks, Kyle, for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.